Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Tell Us a Good Story. Today, we get to talk to the founder and CEO of the fitness company Burn Bootcamp, Morgan Klein.
This fitness company started in 2012 and currently has over 115,000 members and just awarded their 555th franchise territory. They're pretty much turning into the McDonald's version of franchising as a fitness company.
So for any listeners out there who might be interested in starting your own business or becoming an entrepreneur, this is going to be a really good conversation for you. Morgan and her husband, Devin, wanted to start a fitness company but ran into multiple obstacles. They were in their 20s, had no business experience, no rich parents, no investors, no bank that would loan them money, and no landlord that would rent them a space.
Plus, Morgan tells some great stories, such as how they came up with their very unique gym rules, which I love.
And do they intentionally try to set up gyms right beside a donut shop like they did near us in New Albany?
Folks, we can't wait for you to hear this episode with an amazing entrepreneur, Morgan Klein.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
Okay, friends, before we get to this episode, just a friendly reminder to please hit the subscribe button on YouTube and Apple Podcast or give us a review.
5 stars, please.
In our world, this is super, super important because it will help with the algorithm to make it easier for people to find us.
And thank you for sharing our post across your social media. That really helps with engagement and with us getting guests.
Yes. So, hey, if you want us to keep working our way up to talking to Chip and Joanna,
yes!
Please share us with your friends.
But regardless, thank you for listening to tell us a good story.
All right, Steph, you ready for this?
Oh my gosh, you know I'm going to love this conversation.
You absolutely are going to love this, yes.
I'm all over this.
Well, friends, our next guest is a wife, mom of three, author, personal trainer, and the co-founder and CEO of the fitness company Burn Bootcamp. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Tell Us a Good Story, Morgan Klein.
Hello, what's up, guys?
Oh, we're super excited to have you, girl.
Morgan, thank you for saying yes to us. And First off, your family pictures. Y'all look like you should be in a magazine or something. It is incredible looking at your family, your three kids. Please tell me it's not perfect behind the scenes with these kids.
No, absolutely not. And I try my best on social to show that. But thank you for that compliment. You know, it's funny because growing up, Devin and I, we often got asked if we were brother and sister.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So we met in sixth grade. And like, so in college, when people didn't really know us and I'd go visit him, they were like, wait, is that your sister? And I was like, so, you know, we have a lot of complimentary, I guess, features that has carried on to our children.
Okay, girl, I have a question for you. You are such a busy mama, wife, entrepreneur. So when do you personally get your workouts in?
Yeah, good question. I schedule them on my calendar at noon every single day. I'm very lucky. My headquarters has a gym right upstairs. So I get the privilege to really just walk up the steps and get my workout in 45 minutes and then go back downstairs. So my calendar is blocked off. People know not to schedule time with me at noon.
Okay. So you're up there working out. Are people like watching you? Like, do you feel like you have to be like 110%, like dripping in sweat,
red going all out?
Yes.
Because you're the benchmark. You're the model here, right?
Yeah.
Like, you better be sweating, Morgan.
That's, you know, I don't feel that way in my own gym upstairs because I know so many of our members, like, I've helped build this community. And so they know me on a personal level or they see me obviously in and out of the gym. So I am very humanized, and which is very refreshing. But I will say when I go travel to our franchisee locations, I do feel like I'm being looked at, that I need to be right, on. Right. And also the trainers, it's either two things. They're either really intimidated and like nervous to like push me a little bit harder, or they're like, that's Morgan and Devin. We got to like, you know, drill them to the ground. So yes. I don't get it as much at the home location, which is really nice because it does really get to be my time to be focused on myself.
Totally.
Steph, that's a good point because this trainer cannot call out Devin and Morgan from the front. Like, hey, pick it up there in the back. Let's go. Yeah. Like, You don't want to.
Oh, yeah. That. My name is still yelled very much. Thank you to my trainers. They push me. They don't give me any hall passes upstairs at my gym, but it's awesome. That's what I go for.
For sure. I was going to say, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work out with your husband?
Sometimes. Devin and I have definitely come a long way to be able to work out together. I used to like not love being trained by him because, you know, he was constantly trying to correct my form, doing all the things a trainer does. But when it's your husband, you're kind of like, get away from me.
Yeah, totally is different. Yeah.
That wouldn't go well with us.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Stop telling me what to do.
For sure. Okay, when you pick your kids, did you say that, do you have like on-site daycare? Because our kids, like when I try to work out in the basement, they are crawling all over me. Like Kevin's doing push-ups. They think it's time for them to ride daddy's back when he's doing
right.
push-ups.
Oh,
like,
constantly.
So how is it with you guys?
Yeah. So our gym, all of our gyms, we have over 350 in 41 states. So we do offer complimentary child watch. So it's included in your membership. It's not an additional fee. It's, you know, you get to sign up for camp. You get to sign up to bring your 2 to 3 kids. And we really want to create a space where it's your time. And so it's just drop in child watch. You know, we have 2 to 3 child watch employees at a given time based on, you know, what the demand is for that camp slot. And they just drop them off and then obviously they pick them up. But our kids, it's such an integration for us. You know, I mean, we don't really have these hard lines of like work and home because there's so much of it that just is integrated, right? And we're lucky for that. We're lucky that our jobs is in the health and wellness space. And so we can bring our kids along and they come to so many of the events. They get to see what mom and dad do. And so the busyness is like really worth it for us.
Okay. So you initially started this in what, 2014?
So initially it was 2012, out of a parking lot. Yep. And then Devin and I went from parking lot to sublease locations to finally somebody would lease us a space. We were 24 years old and, you know, nobody believed in us. Right. So you get super resourceful and you're determined and you understand the vision. And so we went from having one gym in the Charlotte area, which is our flagship gym, to 5. And then that's when we decided to be a franchise. So we had built this community in North Charlotte and we had so many members at this point. I mean, we were so fulfilled. That was it for us. We were like, we're building this out in the place we live. But we started having members who had these transformations and their lives were changed through the community. And they're like, I want to bring a burn boot camp to this town or back to my hometown. And so we really got approached to expand through franchising, through just our organic member base. And so around 2014, we started building all of our processes, documents. We officially became a franchise in February of 2015. So just over 8 years now.
Does it blow your mind where it started from and where it is now?
It does. Like every time I walk into a burn boot camp, and especially when it's like in another state or in a new state that we haven't been in, I definitely like pinch myself because I feel home. Like I can walk in that door and feel just like I feel when I walk upstairs every day into my gym. And so it's just really amazing what we've been able to build and the people we've been able to build it with.
All right, Steph, I've got a question for you. What's your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, You Met Her Where.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Bible.
Oh, oops.
What's your second favorite book of all time?
You Met Her Where?
A distant second.
Totally distant.
It's a pretty good book.
Sorry, God.
It's still a pretty good book. But we're so excited. Where can people get our book, honey?
Okay, I know this. Amazon.com.
Yes.
Barnes & Noble.
Yes, and?
And our website, kevinandsteph.com.
And what happens if they buy it off our website? What do they get?
An autograph from us.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want that?
So listeners, if you've already read the book, thank you so much. We've had such good feedback. One thing that helps us, if you can give us a review on Amazon.com, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. So Morgan, I love stories about small beginnings. And you talk about how you started in the parking lot of I believe it's a gymnastic studio.
Yep.
So first off, please tell me you told the gymnastic studio that you were going to do this.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Next week, it's a Home Depot parking lot. Yeah. And then the next week, it's here.
Yes.
But do you have any good stories? Because I'm assuming to do a morning workout, you had to get out there really early to get everything set up. How did that work?
Yeah. And so I think this is a I always want to make sure I'm giving credit where it's due. This is where Devin really plays a part into the story of Burn Bootcamp, because I actually was on a completely different track from a career perspective. I worked at Kellogg's, the cereal company.
Yes.
That's actually what brought us to Charlotte. And I thought that that was like my plan A, my career. I'm going to climb this corporate ladder. I'm going to, you know, continue to get these promotions. And, you know, Devin had his own pathway through baseball and, you know, he was released through minor league. So he had to really like change gears too, because that was his plan A. So obviously, you know, he was very passionate about fitness, health. That's been part of both of our lives since we were kids. You know, we've always played sports. So again, we're 24 years old and I have a job that's paying me $65,000. You know, we don't come from money. We don't come from somebody that can just write a check and be like, yeah, go start this business. And so it was, we started with $500 and a parking lot, like we said. And so really it was Devin who was hitting the streets every single day, talking to landlords, trying to talk to these businesses that had like-minded consumers. So you think gymnastic studio, you think, you know, there's already moms coming here. There's already people with their kids coming here. We had a dance studio that we sublet out of. We had a rec center that we sublet out of, because no landlords would even pick up a phone call for us, right? We didn't have proof of business. We did not have the financial backing. And so we did it kind of rogue. And so, yeah, he found this gymnastic studio and he's like, listen, early in the morning, you know, you're not using your business. So let me give you some money. Let me come in the gymnastic studio in the morning. And then in the afternoons, we'll do it outside in the parking lot. They had this little back parking lot that cars didn't need to park on. And again, like we're already getting this exposure to moms. And so that's really what helped us take off. But when you talk about stories back then, it's like, we had these rusty dumbbells over time because they sat in the rain sometimes.
The rain, yes.
And, you know, they got rusty. And Devin had a silver charger with these big like 22s. It was very interesting. And he's just a car guy. So like he's coming, you know, he's this 24-year-old guy just training all these women, all these moms. And he ended up wrapping his car just because it's like, okay, everywhere we go, we are repping Burn. We are wearing the gear. And so the sound system for the parking lot days was Devin's charger, right? Like, again, we just, there's so many things that I look back and I was like, competition would have beat us out every day. Like you could have gone down the road and gone into this nice, clean boutique fitness, you know, with pretty bathrooms. And it's cool to see that we've built it through, you know, just community and serving members in a different way, in a very authentic way. And that's what's continued to carry us through where we are today.
Okay. Do you wear anything besides Burn Bootcamp gear? Because you're wearing a shirt now. Like, do you look at your closet? Like, I really have nothing else in my closet.
Why would
right
you
now.
Though?
The great thing about our apparel line is, well, for one, I get a hand in designing it, but everything is like athleisure where you can wear it in the gym and then like it looks cute and we make second layer stuff. And so I would say my closet is about 90-10 as well with Burn Bootcamp and then non-Burn Bootcamp stuff. Because I do have events that I need to go to. But yeah, even if I'm wearing a blazer, like if I'm at a conference, you know, I can look cute, but I still want to rock my logo.
I love that.
Okay. I do have a question here, Morgan. First off, your website is very, very good. Very good. Burnbootcamp.com, folks. When you go to this website, you're going to see lots of pictures of attractive women. I don't know who are moms. I don't know which ones are single. But do you have any issues with guys showing up and you're just like, hey, are you going to work out or did you come to get phone numbers? Like,
yeah,
do you get a lot of that?
That is a great question. And I think that that is something that I, as the CEO and as a female leader, have worked really hard to make sure we're building a space for women to feel like they can come here and they're not going to be judged and they're not going to feel intimidated and they're not going to feel like someone's watching them do squats. And so that takes a lot of intention. And at first, we actually didn't have men. This was just for females only. We would let men come on Saturday mornings. So I mentioned the family mornings for us. That was kind of how we would start to bring in like husbands or boyfriends and say, yeah, come let them experience what you're experiencing. So the brand has evolved since 2012. We now are, you know, we allow men and women to all of our different camp times, but it didn't start that way. So I think who we serve and how we serve them is not the people that you're talking about. So we have 96% women, 4% male membership. Most of those males are coming in through a female that they know, right? Whether that's their wife, their girlfriend, their sister, you know, some sort of connection like that. So I'm very thankful that that hasn't necessarily been an issue that I've had to deal with. There's been other issues that I have to deal with, but that one being a space where women, again, can come, they're postpartum, right? So they're carrying some extra weight. They're lacking confidence perhaps in their body because they don't recognize themselves. Or maybe it's a woman that hasn't worked out in 10 years, or maybe it's somebody who's depressed, right? Like, we want them to walk into our space and just feel like, hey, we're going to meet you where you're at. There's no intimidation here. There's no competition here. And you can be yourself.
Morgan, if I was in your husband's shoes, I would be concerned about the bad marketing of someone taking a picture of me, like shoving a slice of pizza in my mouth or something, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. as the head of a fitness company, a co-founder, like I would be very concerned about that.
Yes.
About that kind of stuff.
So in the beginning, guys, yes, I think that we've evolved a lot. Our kids have humbled us a little bit, but like pre-kids, when we started this brand, you know, we were kind of very like extreme. We were like, and so that's kind of how we would train our members and coach our nutrition, is like cheat days and like this and that. We were much more regimented. And I can remember like Devin one time went through, I think, a drive-thru, and he had that car that I was telling you guys about, and someone called him out on it. They were like, we saw you.
So, In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. Here's the burnt boot
or
camp.
Like, you know, we'd have to go in my car if we needed to go to In-N-Out and get a shake. But like I said, kids helped us, because once we had kids, I think it humbled us to say like, oh, wow, there are challenges of meal prepping and, you know, always eating healthy. And I mean, it takes just more work. And so I think there was some empathy that we deployed when our lives started to get busier and busier. And then we became our demographic, right? We became them. I became a mom. He became a dad. We became this family. And so we were like, okay, we believe in balance. You know, we don't believe in being perfect. I think that's setting you up for failure. For me to pretend that I live this perfect life with a perfect diet and I work out every single day and I don't have anything, you know, wrong with me, that would be a lie. And so we try to lean into that. And again, that way we can relate more to people, because I've found, you know, it's so many brands out there, so much in our face these days. People want the truth. They want authenticity. I don't want the highlight reel. I want you to connect with me through not just the successes, but also through the challenges.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
All right, Morgan. So for all of our guests, I like to give a list of fun facts to let listeners know what you've done, what you've accomplished. Okay. And Steph is not aware of any of these. Okay. So you're going to see her genuine reaction to these fun facts. If I'm off on any of these, please let me know. Okay. Feel free to correct me. Okay. All right, Steph. Fun fact number one. As she briefly mentioned, Devin and Morgan were both raised in Battle Creek, Michigan. They first met in sixth grade and instantly became childhood sweethearts. Morgan, we have a daughter, Emmy, right now, who just happens to be in sixth grade. So how do we prevent that from happening? Like, how do we do the exact opposite of what you and Devin?
Well, listen, my parents didn't love it either. And we weren't instant sweethearts. You know, Devin had to, he had a couple years under his belt before he really hooked me in. no, but, you know, we grew up in a small town, and honestly, you guys, like, Devin was my best friend first. And so I support friendships and deep friendships. But he wasn't my only friend that was a guy. I have so many other incredible, great friends that I met back in sixth grade. So I would encourage your daughter to just meet a lot of different people.
Good answer, Morgan.
Good answer. Yes. Good answer. All right. Fun fact number two. They have very unique gym rules at Burn Bootcamp.
Okay.
So, Morgan, I saw a gym that had about 15 to 20 rules listed on a poster on the wall. You ready for this, Steph?
Yes.
Here are some of my favorite gym rules. No talking during your workout.
Love that.
You're there to work out.
Yes.
Focus. It's not social hour until before or after. Hour. Yes.
100%. Love that.
Another rule. Don't get tired. Get tough.
Love that. Yes.
When you see hard work, give them a high five.
See, we love high fives.
Your rule would probably be, when you see hard work, give them a hug. It would be your rule. A sweaty bear
hug. It'd be sweaty.
No, I would totally, like, I'm in the zone with working out.
You're
I'm
all about
totally,
that.
I would totally do the high five. All right. I love that.
And my favorite rule they have in the gym, no swearing in the gym for real. God's people are in here. Who came up with these rules? Was this you and Devin?
It was me and Devin. Yeah. Yeah. This was when we started franchising. Because again, when you start to scale yourself in your business, you have to get really clear on what is your standard? What is the culture? You know, because you're now giving it to other people to go represent yourself in another state and another, you know, another city where you can't be the eyes and ears all the time. And so, yeah, the rules came very, very early on. And now we've got child watch rules and we've got the gym rules.
I love all of those right now.
It's good, isn't it?
I love them.
All right. Fun fact number three. Last year, 2023, Burn Boot Camp was recognized as one of the top 500 franchises for the fifth year in a row by Entrepreneur Magazine. The company hit 115,000 gym members and awarded their 555th franchise territory.
Wow.
So Morgan, you guys are turning into like the McDonald's of fitness, it sounds like. So what makes a gym stand out? Because there's so many gyms out there. There's so many health clubs. So what makes you stand out versus going to a CrossFit gym or a Planet Fitness? Besides the rules, what makes this stand out?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And obviously, like you said, there's so many other gyms out there. And you know, everyone can do push-ups, everyone can do jumping jacks, burpees, you know. So I don't want to discredit our workout because I do believe our workout is very effective and it hits, you know, different muscle groups every single day, different styles. We never do the same workout twice. We don't believe in screens. So you're not going to pay over $150 to look at a screen and tell you what to do in the gym. Like we really believe in that one-on-one personal training in a group setting. And so that's why we invest very heavily into our trainers. So the training and fitness product is number one that is going to set us apart. Number two is going to be the community. And I know a lot of other gyms can say that too. And there's a lot of other strong gyms out there that build community. But the approach that we take at Burn is not just we care about the 45 minutes that you're here. We care about the whole picture of it, right? And almost 95% of our franchisees come from within. So they have their own transformation at Burn Bootcamp first. And so they have passion and they share the same mission. It's not just the business economic model that they're in it for. And that means we have to stay super disciplined too on who we give that opportunity to, because if it is the wrong franchise partner or the wrong leader at the top, it impacts everything else, but it feels really good to lead all these people. You know, we've got just shy of 100 people at our headquarters. We own 9 gyms personally. That's over 300 employees. And then our organization with the whole franchise is around 8,000 employees. So every decision I'm making, you know, I have to think through how is this impacting the people that make this job their living and make this brand their mission and their passion.
How's your faith playing in this?
My faith plays a big role in this, and especially over the last couple of years, that's really the only thing that keeps me grounded, but also keeps my perspective, you know, because being a CEO or leader of anything, right? Leader of your home, even, there's just a lot of pressure and there's a lot of weight on your shoulders. And so that means there's also a lot of people that maybe don't love what you're doing, don't agree with what you're doing, very mad at you, you know, whether that's social media or business. So for me, I think leaning into my faith has helped me again, like remember who I'm doing this for, why I'm doing this, like where my validation comes from. It's not from anybody here. It's through God. And just again, like giving me the grace and the strength. So it's helped carry me through pandemic big time. Nice. And that's when I really started to search more into my faith because I knew I needed an extra layer of protection and another weapon to kind of carry me through this next phase of business.
All right, Steph, next fun fact. Last year, they hosted the Burn Bootcamp Athlete Games.
I saw this.
Where over 700 people attended in person. So is this like the CrossFit Games for Burn Bootcamp?
Mm-hmm. Very, and very similar.
Do you and Devin participate?
So what we've done in the past is we have done the workouts that it takes to be the Burn Athlete. But we don't compete because we want it about the trainers. Like we're there, I'm the MC, Devin's, you know, we're all working it and we're championing our trainers, but I don't want the attention, but I have in the past done the workouts that the athletes do on camera, by the way. So I still try to put my hat in the ring somehow.
So is this with your trainers or is this with your community? Yeah,
who's competing?
Yeah, so it started with our trainers called the Burn Athlete Games. And what's really neat is it's has evolved our level up games. So like our member games. So now we do it at a national level for all of our trainers. They come to headquarters for finals. But then from there became kind of doing this for our members as well. So gyms will do it for members, which is really neat.
Oh, that is such a great idea. I love that.
That's a great competition. But imagine going back to your gym for your trainer. Like, yeah, I finished 512th at the at the athlete games. Like, that would not be good.
Shoot.
No, it's like 16 in each division that make it to finals. And then there's an ultimate burn athlete. So making it to finals alone is just an accomplishment for sure.
So what do you get when you win?
Yeah, what do you win?
Yeah, they get a cash prize. They get bragging rights. They get to be in some of our trainer meetings, you know, so we definitely like to bolster them in the entire system because of what they've just done. But going back home and getting those bragging rights and like it helps the community a lot, right? You have a trainer at this trainer that's won Burn Athlete Games. So kind of the best of the best.
Morgan, I was hoping you're going to say they win a free wrap for their car that says Burn Bootcamp on it. That's what I was hoping you're going to say. But
that's a good idea. I'll take that one into next year.
If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yeah.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
All right, Steph. Next fun fact, Morgan apparently does not sleep because she hosts the Burn Bootcamp podcast, where she shares her thoughts on several topics that range from motherhood to building a business to the lessons she's learned in her journey to becoming a CEO. Mm-hmm. And she's actually going to be an author of their first book called Burn, which comes out later this year. Is that correct?
Yes, in June of 2024.
Can you tell us more about the book that's coming out?
Yeah, so it's co-authored with Devin and I, and it's really taking the five pillar philosophy that we have within our gyms and how we built Burn Bootcamp, and it's putting that into a book. So our goal is that this will reach, you know, more people to get started in their health journey, or maybe they are just, you know, needing some motivation. And it's, again, not just focused on fitness. It's also nutrition. It's also your mindset. It's also your emotional health. It's your community that you surround yourself with. So it's really a how-to guide to start to think about things differently and then give you some practical tips to implement into your daily life.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steph, final fun fact.
Okay.
There is now a Burn Bootcamp gym here in the New Albany, Gahanna area of Columbus.
Really?
It's off Hamilton and Thompson Road, right beside of Donna's Donuts.
No.
Okay. Do you intentionally put gyms beside of donut shops or fast food places? Because that actually sounds like a good idea.
It is, but no, that's not quite the strategy. You know, my first gym that I actually ran was next to a Chinese restaurant. And I got to tell you, it didn't smell good. It didn't smell like donuts. You know, it smells a lot like grease and things like that. So no, I mean, when we're looking at real estate, we obviously want to be in a really good shopping center where people are going to frequent and yes, typically, you know, our demographic. So finding the right real estate at a good price is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, friends, for more information about Morgan, you can go to her social media page. On Instagram, it's at morgan.a.klein. Her website is burnbootcamp.com. Their YouTube channel is Burn Bootcamp. And check out their podcast, the Burn Bootcamp podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. But we'll put all of this in our show notes so people can just click on it and go right awesome to it. But thank you for coming on here. You are fantastic. And so excited for what the company's doing.
Yes, thank it's you. Amazing, Morgan.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you letting me tell my story.
Friends, we want to encourage you to please follow us wherever you listen to this, whether it's on the Apple Podcast app, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or one of the other platforms.
You guys, it's completely free. And while you're there, feel free to give us a rating or a nice review.
Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.